This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll-free. Bring up anything you want with Ian and Johnny Ray in the studio. Live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're going to get back into what's coming on the horizon for Bitcoin. Coming up here in about 2 weeks, August 1st, a big deadline, and we'll explain why that is, what it's all about, coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, we talked to Russell first this hour in Peoria, Illinois. Russell, you're listening online at freetalklive.com. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello. How you doing? I got a question about the guy you just called in called Hung for Jesus.
Hung like is Jesus, he, yes.
Is he saying that people that listen to Alex Jones are racist? Is that basically what he was saying? I'm confused.
Well, I mean, I don't want to put words in his mouth.
He wasn't saying that people who listen to Alex Jones are racists, but he was saying that racists listen to Alex Jones.
I would say that that could be true. What do you think, Russell?
Yeah, that's probably true, but I listen to Alex Jones all the time, and I'm not racist, so
okay. Yeah, I don't know what percentage of Alex Jones' listening audience is racist. I would doubt it's a majority or anything like that. He's got a big audience. I mean, there's a lot of people that listen to Alex Jones. You know, some of them listen to him just because he's entertaining, not necessarily because they agree with him.
He's actually very good at predicting stuff, though.
What is he predicting?
I think his record's pretty good. He throws a lot against the wall, and sometimes it sticks, sometimes it don't. But, you know, at least he's out there trying to tell people stuff, not like CNN or that's, you know. I hate CNN. I'm sorry. I despise CNN.
Russell, has Alex Jones made some prediction that really that resonated with you, that was really on target?
He predicted
Trump was going to win.
I believe he is. We are. I mean, if we keep going the way we're going, I believe that he's correct on that. Does that make sense?
Now, what is globalism? Can you explain that?
It's just basically world government. I mean, basically. I mean, does that make sense?
Is that what it really means?
It means different things to different people, and depending on the context. Sometimes globalism is just a
something global?
Something that is strictly related to trade, you know, a globalist as opposed to a protectionist, which, you know, Alex Jones, I'm guessing, falls on the protectionist side. But also globalists can just be like a... Globalism can be UNism.
I don't think globalists want free trade. I don't think that. I don't agree with that.
Okay. Well, what do they want?
We could say that they're ultra-rich people that want to keep their nest feathered. So they want to keep things the way they are. Does that make sense?
That doesn't really describe what globalism would be. I mean, ultra-rich people are ultra-rich whether or not there's, you know, breakdown
in borders. I'm not talking about all ultra-rich people. There are ultra-rich people out there that are free market, you know, whatever. But I mean, talking about there are some that actually have gotten rich through the power of government, and they want to keep going the government because they get rich from it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no doubt about that, but you don't need to have a global government for ultra-rich people to get rich and stay rich, right? Like, there's no global government right now. And
yeah, you do, because they're parasites. So the only way they can continue to get rich is by continuing expanding the government, which, you know, that makes sense?
Well, no, I see what you're saying, but ultimately there are a bunch of governments in the world, and not all of them want to expand into a world government, because that means they would lose their sovereignty. It would mean that they would lose their control, and those individual governments individual may not be the right word, but the governments of the world, many of them are going to push against the idea of globalism or a one-world government, because they like their little fiefdom. They like their control that they have. Kim Jong-un, for instance, or
well, we are seeing some of that now, but, I mean, doesn't quite, I don't see it really making any difference. Like right now, we're doing nationalism across the world, which I think is a good thing. It's not perfect, but at least it pushes back against the global government, but it also has its own problems.
What is a person who wants to get rid of nations but doesn't want a global government?
Well, that would be a libertarian, but
okay.
That would be me. But you know,
okay.
I'm all for that. You know,
gotcha.
I think there should be 3 billion little nations around the world. That's what I think.
Okay, we're on the same page on that one. Then that's for sure. I don't know. I've just heard, you know, the globalism word gets thrown around. It always just seems like this buzzword that doesn't really have a real clear, at least to me, a clear definition. If you go to dictionary.com, globalism's defined as a noun, the attitude or policy of placing the interests of the entire world above those of individual nations. Now, to me, that's just a meaningless definition because there are only individual interests. I mean, as you just pointed out there, there aren't, you know, nations don't have interests. The world doesn't have an interest because those things aren't real. I mean, yes, there's a globe, there's the planet, but it doesn't have its own separate consciousness, so it doesn't have any interests. So, you know,
it's politics, though. It's like Machiavelli's book, The Prince. Have you ever read that book?
No, I've not.
Oh, it's a short little book. It's written like in 16th century, I believe. But
what's it about?
Machiavelli used to be a bureaucrat, mm-hmm. okay, and got kicked out of his nice cushy job. So he wrote this book to try to get favor back with the ruling class. Didn't quite work. But he actually talked about how you can, when you get in power, how you maintain that power. Does that make sense?
Yes, I've heard Machiavellian, you know, used as a description or an adjective. Russell, thanks for calling tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Globalism, according to Wikipedia, is a group of ideologies that advocate the concept of globalization. It tends to advocate for such policies as increases in immigration, interventionism, and global governance. So, I'm definitely not in favor of a one-world government. I'm not in favor of any, you know, coercive state at any level. Certainly, I would oppose a larger coercive state. I want to get rid of the federal government. I would like to get rid of the state governments and local governments. So adding another level on top of that, I definitely oppose. I don't oppose the idea of immigration. I think that if you have a free place, that people who are free or who want to be free should be able to go to that place if they're welcome, if there's somebody there with a, you know, welcoming them with a job or a place in which they can stay. Interventionism, I'm certainly not in favor of intervening in, you know, other people's business, other people's countries, their homes, their properties. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think I would qualify as a globalism or globalist by those definitions, but I do like the idea of ending nationalism. I do like the idea of ending the belief in nations, but not replacing it with a world government. So I guess he's right. That would, you know, qualify me as a libertarian. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Johnny Ray, I suspect you probably agree that it's, you know, the individual that matters most. It's their rights that are paramount, that these other concepts are just ideas, that the countries of the world, the idea of a global government, these are just the creations of the mind that are used as a justification to commit violence against our neighbors.
I think that the statists don't really appreciate the individual at all, the statist being someone who puts the interests of the nation over the individual. And I think once you understand how deep and how big a single individual is, then it kind of beggars the concept of the nation. Mm-hmm. When you understand how beautiful an individual is, then you can see how shabby a nation is next to it. A nation is just is a number. It's statistics, and it's not animated by a soul or love or comedy or poetry or anything like that.
Frequently, it displays the opposite of those animations. I mean, it's a very violent group, the state and its actors together. Even though they are individuals, when they come together as the state, the love, if they had any, just disappears from the picture, and they get very nasty.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free here and join us. Our number is 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about Bitcoin earlier in the show tonight. We're going to continue that discussion. It's Ian and Johnny Ray in the studio with you tonight. But for those of you who are considering other options, because some people want to get out of Bitcoin, and whether you should or not is a big question. We'll address your options coming up here. What's happening on August 1st, or what might happen on August 1st with Bitcoin? And one of the options for you is to put your money into something else if you want, or you can hold on to your Bitcoin. We'll talk about the different choices, but if you want to go somewhere else, Dash is an interesting option. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash, kind of like Bitcoin was originally designed to do, and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. You can join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. And also, I was on a Dash podcast with Joel Valenzuela from Dash Force News earlier this week, and I have yet to actually repost that, but I will do that, and we'll let you guys know when that's available. But I'm sure if you go to his podcast, dashforcenews.com, you can still find it there, but I'll put it up on Free Keen and link to it in our Free Talk Live newsletter a little bit later on this week.
What did you guys talk about? Dash? Bitcoin?
Mostly about kind of just cryptocurrency outreach to merchants in general, which around here means Bitcoin, but we're hoping that it's going to mean Dash soon, because there's a Dash point of sale system that's being developed by Steven Zeiler, who's longtime listeners may recall. He's called in a few times. He's a real talented programmer. Derek Jay's boyfriend, who lives out on the seacoast. So he's actually putting something together as we speak, and I've seen a demo of it. I've tried it, and it works. So we're getting closer to giving business owners another option besides just Bitcoin as far as taking something cryptocurrency at a point of sale. So that's very exciting. And that's happening with Dash. It's not happening with anything else. So there's a lot of interesting things going on in the Dash world. So check out Dash.org for more about that. Let's get back into the details about what's happening or what might happen on August 1st with Bitcoin. It might fork, and we'll talk more about what that means, because it could be a little bit, well, it's already dramatic. The two different sides that we were talking about earlier in this Bitcoin geek war that has been going on for a couple of years behind the scenes, that geek war is about to get a much more public view over the next couple of weeks. And it's been an ugly conflict from people on both sides of it. They've been attacking one another on forums and, Reddits and, various different places online and comments sections. And it is frustrating because Bitcoin has been suffering the entire time because it's basically at a standstill as far as development, as far as the ability for it to scale up, to handle the demand in the marketplace, because it's basically maxed out at the moment. There's too many transactions for the Bitcoin network to handle it, so they've got to do something to increase that capacity, and that's where the disagreement has come in. That's where these two sides, one side, they want what are called bigger blocks to be part of the blockchain of Bitcoin, which is the decentralized heart of Bitcoin. It's this ledger, this immutable distributed ledger that's in thousands of places all around the globe. And then there's also the people who support segregated witness, which is what they say is a technology to help Bitcoin scale. And on both sides of the argument, you'll find people that say the other technology is bad. They say that the bigger blocks are bad, and the others say that the SegWit is bad. And some people have agreed that both things should happen, and that's what this New York agreement was that you'd mentioned earlier, Johnny Ray. But you were saying, before we went to one of the breaks in the first hour, you were talking about some people want Bitcoin to be a settlement layer, and you had begun describing what that is. Because honestly, I don't even know what that means. So it sounds like you have some grasp on the concept. What does that mean when they say they want Bitcoin to be a settlement layer?
Well, I'm basing that off of Roger Ver. He came on the show several weeks ago, and he used that term, settlement layer. He said that the small blockers want to turn Bitcoin into a settlement layer. They wanted to turn the blockchain into a settlement layer. A settlement layer would be, for example, if I owe you $8 and Daryl owes me $10, then on the blockchain that would turn into
$2?
Yeah, like Daryl owes you $2.
I see.
Daryl owes me $2 and owes you $6. But it simplifies. The majority of the transactions take place off of the chain, and they're simplified, and they're put, and then they are cemented into history and real transactions on the blockchain itself.
And that somehow reduces the amount of data going on to the blockchain?
Right.
Is that the idea?
Right.
But isn't the problem with that it trusts whoever it is that's doing the off-the-blockchain transactions to some extent?
Right, and that is
centralization there?
Yes, and one of the charges leveled by the big blockers against the small blockers is that the small blockers are coming from, or some of the prominent speakers, some of the people on the core team are coming from a business that markets off-chain
solutions. Like, which is a company called Blockstream, right?
Right.
Yeah, so this is a company that has apparently been funded by a big bank to the tune of $100 billion or something ridiculous like that, or maybe it was $100 million, but it was a lot of money that they put into this thing, and they've hired some of these Bitcoin core programmers, and the suggestion is that these people have essentially sold out. And they're just doing the bidding of this corporation and trying to manipulate Bitcoin into something that it wasn't originally intended to be. It wasn't intended to be a settlement layer. Satoshi Nakamoto, in his white paper, which you've read, Johnny Ray, pointed out that he wanted this to be used for poor people around the world and other people around the world that, you know, couldn't afford to get banks, that couldn't afford, you know, the old money system, that want to transmit money for very, very low cost. And that was what Bitcoin could do for many years up until within the last, well, basically the last year or so, but more so in the last 6 months, where the fees to send Bitcoin have been out of control. So I wrote a piece over at freekeen.com that we've been going through here about this, and I point out that I'm not a computer programmer, so I don't really have an opinion about which technical change that's been proposed is the best, and ultimately it doesn't matter what I think. The people with the most sway in the Bitcoin universe are the Bitcoin miners. Now, what they decide to do is likely the way things will go. Likely. Let me explain from a more philosophical perspective before getting back to what could happen on August 1st. And we're going to do that coming up here in a moment. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Whether it's the future of Bitcoin or whatever happens to be on your mind, we've got time for you here on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. But these next couple of weeks, these next 2 weeks leading up to August 1st, and then an unknown amount of time after August 1st, could be a little bumpy of a ride for those of you out there with Bitcoin, and we're going to continue in moments here on Free Talk Live.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. 855-450-3733. We're talking about the world's most important cryptocurrency, arguably the world's most important currency. I understand the U.S. dollar's the big boy on the block, you know, and that a lot of countries rely on it, but that is at the whim and the behest of politicians so they can inflate the money supply of the dollar and all the other fiat currencies in the world, you know, whenever they feel like it. And that basically is a hidden tax against you, the user. And that's a danger. That's a danger to your wealth. It's a danger to your freedom. And so Bitcoin is, when I say it's the most important currency, I say that because, not because it's the most widely used. It's not even close to the most widely used. But it's the most important in that it's the most fundamental change to money that we have ever seen in our lifetime or in our grandparents' lifetimes or generations beyond that. It's such a fundamental change that it's hard to really it's hard to overstate how important it is. I mean, it's incredible. Johnny Gray with me. I'm Ian. We're going to continue. We'll take your calls if you want to make them about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. If you would like, we can take Bitcoin and Dash contributions over on our Bitcoin page at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. I don't mention that very often because it's just sort of been there forever and We just don't talk about it enough. But it's there. So if you've got some Bitcoin burning a hole in your pocket, you want to get rid of your Bitcoin before August 1st, feel free to send it on over over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But we're going to talk about what could happen on August 1st. What is the big fear here? I mean, I don't think that we should be spreading fear. I don't want to spread fear. I do want to spread awareness, however. I do want people to be as informed as they can be about this without being necessarily afraid. Because if you're informed, you can make better decisions about what to do, as opposed to if you're afraid, then you might make irrational choices that might not be the best in your best interest. Now, we're not going to tell you what to do about this situation that we're going to describe, because honestly, I don't know what the right choice is. I've got my plan, and Johnny Ray, we'll find out what your plan is coming up here in moments. But we're talking about sort of the basics about Bitcoin to give you a little bit of perspective and background on what's getting ready to happen to hopefully solve the fee situation, because the Bitcoin network is full. It's so popular. It's having growing pains. And there's a couple plans afoot to try to solve that. Unfortunately, they don't, or they're conflicting plans, and it could result in a bit of a messy situation. So, as I point out here in my 2,600-plus word piece over at freekeen.com that I published this weekend, one of Bitcoin's greatest strengths is that it was not created or issued by big banks or governments. It was the world's first decentralized digital currency. It's cryptographically secure and can't be hacked or taken offline because it's of its distributed, decentralized global network. It's truly an amazing creation and has changed the future of money as fundamentally as the way the internet has changed communication. And beyond that, we don't really even realize how much it has changed these things yet, in the same way that the internet's still a relatively new invention on the scale of, you know, time, right? Like it's only been around for a relatively small amount of time, and it's already had a tremendous impact on our lives. But we're still in the very beginning phases of the internet. We're still in the beginning phases of Bitcoin as well. It's only been around for less than a decade at this point. So where it can go from here, the sky's the limit, if it can get through these initial, you know, this kind of initial bumpy road that it's going down at the moment. There's also a major difference between how centrally issued currencies like the U.S. dollar are administered. The U.S. dollar, controlled by the Federal Reserve for the benefit of the evil, aggressive U.S. federal government, is administered at the whim of politicians, whichever ones happen to be in power at the moment. They can inflate the money supply at will, destroying the value of any dollars that you might be holding. Now, this is a fundraising method for them, a hidden tax. Bitcoin, on the other hand, is decentralized, which means that it's not subject to the will of one man or a group of unaccountable men. And that's good because it means Bitcoin's value can't be debased to benefit anyone in charge because there's no one in charge.
Yeah, Bitcoin was designed to function, to work something like gold, and that's why the Bitcoin miners are called miners.
Mm-hmm.
You, at the Federal Reserve, men make decisions about what the interest rate will be in the
based
U.S. economy.
Based on arbitrary factors.
Yeah, based on
going to help their friends and punish their enemies or benefit them personally.
Right, or what they, in their ignorance of the future, think is the right course for the American dollar. But gold was something that could not be influenced by personalities or individuals because you could only have as much as you could dig out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And Bitcoin is the same way. The Bitcoins come out at a rate that is predetermined, and
right.
It's not. And
so there is a little inflation, but we know what the rate of inflation is. In that, you know, if inflation is the increase in the money supply, that does happen with Bitcoin, but it's predictable. Unlike politicians, which they can just inflate as much as they want, as we've seen in Venezuela and Zimbabwe and other countries.
Right. In the U.S., we have I think they call it high-powered money, where when you're talking about units of a currency that can be deflated, or, sorry, inflated, the price lowered because of inflation of the money supply. The high-powered money is the money that first gets squirted out into the system. So if you're there, right there at the spigot, then the high-powered money still retains.
It's good for you.
Yeah, it's got the value of currently existing dollars.
Right.
And then down the line, when other people accept these dollars, it's then that they've become devalued.
Right. So if you're a military industrial complex, you're receiving the high powered money. You're the one who's the beneficiary of that. And then as it spends into the economy further, it, it increases the money supply.
Right. And then in the sense of nations, us Americans are getting the high-powered money, usually, for the most part. Sometimes the high-powered money is going to, some militants.
Well, it's not high-powered by the time you get it. Right.
Right. But it's most of the money, I think, is coming out in the U.S., mm-hmm. so I'm closer to it than the rest of the world.
But it really doesn't benefit you. It hurts you because you have...
In the long run, I think it does. I think it saps... I think Americans' will to go out there and succeed based on their own strengths and their own ideas, it's tough because you... It's like you're in the middle... It's like... The politicians have sort of a cheat code for the game of the world, mm-hmm. and they can just keep changing the amount of money that they have to spend. So they can keep spending money on welfare plans, yep. to keep the populace content. They can keep spending money on weapons to intimidate others around the world,
right?
But they're not. But the Americans and the American economy is not really. It's not. The supply and demand is kind of masked a little bit because they can just print up the money. So we sort of live in a fantasy land.
Yes, and the damage that is done to savings, to people that have savings. When the government prints money out, it debases the value of all the money in circulation, and so therefore anybody that's been holding onto the U.S. dollar gets punished, mm-hmm. for that. So there's actually a disincentive in the current money system in the U.S. and other countries around the world that also have fiat money system, which is like all of them. There's a disincentive against saving, which is, of course, a good financial tactic, right, is to have some savings and be able to rely on that in times of difficulty or whatever, but the system that we have encourages debt and discourages savings. So there's all kinds of screwed up factors about the way money currently is, and Bitcoin solves a lot of those problems. And its decentralized nature means that while Bitcoin can be upgraded over time, it can be a messy process. So on the U.S. Dollar side, some decision maker or a board of people makes a decision of, oh, we got to raise rates, we got to print more money. You know, they make the decision. There might be a little bit of debate between them, but you know, they ultimately make a decision. It comes from down on top, and that decision is implemented. It may not be implemented in the most efficient manner because it's government, but it's a simple, simple process. Whereas with Bitcoin, it can get a little messy. The whole process of making Bitcoin better, of improving the Bitcoin software, of upgrading the quality and the network capacity.
It's about consent.
Yes, and we're going to get into how that works and what these different sides are, what they want, and what it's all going to mean coming up on August 1st. That's all on the way here. You can also share your thoughts if you want to jump in. 855-450, free like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from. from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the program. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's our toll free number. We're getting out not too far into the weeds, but just talking about why Bitcoin's important, what's coming up on the horizon as far as the potential fixes for the growing pains that Bitcoin has been experiencing. It's the world's most popular cryptocurrency, and it's full. The transactions are maxed out. The network can't handle any more than is currently being thrown at it. And so there's some proposals as to how to fix that problem, but the thing is, people don't agree on which proposal is the best one. We're going to talk more about that. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
If you would like, you can get behind Free Talk Live at the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the AMP program does accept Bitcoin. It also takes credit card and PayPal, so it's $5 a month. And that is a way for you to support what we do here on Free Talk Live, talking about liberty, talking about cryptocurrency, peace. These are topics we discuss pretty much on a weekly basis here on Free Talk Live. So if you want to help us out and help us get on more radio stations, help bring new internet listeners on board, then become an amplifier. And you'll get cool perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only Facebook group, the AMP Only podcast, and more. You can go and get signed up with, again, credit card, PayPal, Bitcoin, your choice over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about the decentralized nature of Bitcoin, this amazing technology that Satoshi Nakamoto, an anonymous creator, put out to the world back in 2009. He has subsequently disappeared from view as of, I think, around 2011. And nobody knows where he or she or whoever Satoshi Nakamoto is. Nobody knows who that person is. But they released this code to the world, and it has since become the most relevant and important currency on the globe. And it's full, which means it is kind of broken. at the moment. Like, you can still use it, but you got to pay fees that are much higher than you should have to pay to use a cryptocurrency. And that's what they're trying to fix. And we're going to get into, you know, what some of the proposals are because, well, the two sides, they don't agree, or not all of them do. And what's that going to mean? Well, it may mean a possible schism. And we'll tell you what that's all about here. So I've got a story that's pretty detailed about all this over at freekeen.com. It's at the top of the page right now about why we're shutting down the Bitcoin vending machines here in New Hampshire. Well, most of them are going to be shutting down. The ones that I'm involved with are certainly going to be shutting down, and explains why and all the background behind it. So we're talking about the decentralized nature of Bitcoin and how making decisions in the Bitcoin community, it's not just done by one man. There is not, even if Satoshi Nakamoto were still around, he would not be able to unilaterally decide how Bitcoin should be changed. It's out there. It's out there in the wild, and there's a system in place that allows mostly the miners to decide on what happens with Bitcoin, but they're not the only players in the Bitcoin ecosystem. There are various types of stakeholders, including miners, the programmers, the people who are trying to upgrade the software, full nodes. Those are the people who run a full copy of the blockchain on their computers. It takes like 140 gigabytes at the moment. And they help validate the transactions, and the users, which include merchants, individuals, exchanges, merchant service providers, etc. Now that you know the various types of stakeholders and the possible options to scale the network, we talked earlier about segregated witness, which is one technology to supposedly help fit more transactions in per block, and then another one is to increase the block size. You might be wondering, well, how do these people come together, all these different groups and individuals, and improve Bitcoin technically to allow it to scale up to consumer demand? And the answer is they might not. They might not come together. And those who are refusing to come to the table to talk and compromise are planning to possibly break away on August 1st. So what could happen? Well, lots of different things. But here's what I hope will be the most likely scenario, and that is SegWit 2X, as it is called. So in late May at the consensus event in New York, an agreement was finally reached after months and months, if not years, of arguing and discussing and debating over how these changes should be made. A bunch of major Bitcoin-related businesses and holders of approximately 83% of the mining power in the Bitcoin world came to this agreement, and it gives the SegWit advocates what they want, which is SegWit, and then within 6 months increases the block size from 1 megabyte to 2. So both sides came to the table and they agreed, most of them did, that let's do both. Let's do both of these things that people have been arguing about for a long time. And it looks like most people are behind this, but not everybody. So the SegWit 2X, or the New York Agreement Plan, includes a timeline that they have been following thus far. They've released a beta software to the miners, and as of right now, more than 86% of the world's mining power is signaling their support for SegWit 2X. Now, you can see the chart for yourself. I linked to it there. But if you want, you can go to coin.dance/blocks. That's a website, coin.dance. /blocks, and that shows you who's how many miners, what percentage of them are signaling support for various different proposals for Bitcoin. Because again, it's the miners. You have to have, ideally, you should have a supermajority of them behind whatever the proposed change is in order to make it happen as smoothly as possible. And SegWit 2X, this new plan, does appear to have enough support, with 86% signaling in favor of it. If a proposal doesn't have the miner support, then it's basically dead in the water. So the programmers can make whatever kind of programming changes, proposals that they want, but if the miners don't back it, it's nothing. I mean, it essentially will have no effect. In less than a week from now, on July 21st, SegWit 2X supporting miners are expected to be running the new SegWit 2X software and signal their activation of SegWit. If they do as agreed, SegWit will activate likely before August 1st, with 86% of the mining power currently behind this proposal, and everything going as planned so far, this seems like the most likely scenario. However, if SegWit 2X goes into action before, or even if SegWit 2X goes into action before August 1st, there's still at least one wild card in play called UASF, which stands for User Activated Soft Fork. And that's the big deal. That's why August 1st is this deadline day. That's because the people who are in favor of the user-activated soft fork, these are people who are running the full nodes, which are, as I described earlier, these are the people with the full copy of the blockchain. They're planning something on August 1st to sort of break away. And so while the miners are arguably the most important decision makers in the Bitcoin universe, the full nodes also perform an important role of block and transaction validation. In this case, right now about 15% of the approximately 7,900 full nodes are signaling their support for the user-activated soft fork. So they've got a very small number of the full nodes who are backing this proposal. You would think, well, what's there to be concerned about here? I mean, they don't have 86% of the miners are behind the SegWit2x proposal, which would mean that presumably the user-activated soft fork people have a very small portion of mining behind them, if anything at all. They've even got a small portion of the number of full nodes, 15% as of like 2 days ago when I finished this article, and it had only gone up from like 11%. A couple weeks ago, so there's not exactly a huge rush of support behind this. So why are we even talking about it? Why is this something worth discussing? Is it really, do these user-activated soft fork people actually pose a threat to the Bitcoin system as it is?
Well, I know some people, some of these big blockers, and I am really pretty ignorant about this August 1st thing coming up, but I know some of the big blockers think that SegWit is just poison all by itself, and I've been looking at this Cointelegraph article, and I'd like to read a paragraph from it, from the section, What is SegWit's Solution to the Bitcoin Scaling Problem? SegWit's solution to this is twofold. First of all, it enables an immediate increase of the block size limit to 4 megabytes. There's one caveat here. 4 megabytes is the absolute maximum, while the actual block size will depend on the network conditions. It is predicted by experts to be in the range of about 2 to 2.1 megabytes immediately after SegWit's activation. So if SegWit puts a hard cap at 4 megabytes per block, that could be a reason for people not to want it. The Bitcoin Unlimited type people who don't want the size of a block in any way to be an obstacle to the scalability. It seems like SegWit could be troubling if it puts, a maximum size of a block at 4 megabytes. You know, that could be a problem down the road.
I wonder if that's true when it comes to the SegWit2x proposal. Because I wouldn't think that because I know a lot of the people who are the big block folks support 8 megabyte blocks or larger.
Uh-huh.
So why they would sign on to something that would permanently limit, I would imagine they wouldn't want a permanent limit on the size of the blocks.
Yeah, I would imagine so too.
So I don't understand why they would have signed on to SegWit2x. Maybe SegWit2x has slightly different parameters to it, and maybe that's the original proposal for SegWit, because there are two groups of SegWit supporters out there. One of them is this user-activated soft fork folks, and we'll get into them here in a moment, because that's what's going to cause, if something happens on August 1st, it's going to be them likely to cause it. Hour 3 is coming up, Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you really don't know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emerging technology still. It's still in beta and it's sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies, Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.